From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Aaron Dorney and Tyler Barton from The Triangle. It's a website that started out as an online calendar with a focus on literary events in Lancaster, York, and Harrisburg. But over the past 6 months or so, it has grown into much more than that.
So now The Triangle is like, it's got like four main facets. One's the calendar, one is doing our own events, one is helping writers do their events and promote their events, and one is beginning to do some small publishing things. So,
coming up, Aaron and Tyler from The Triangle. And Wood Stove House producer and contributor Steve Carlson joins us for a look at what's happening around the Lancaster art scene this upcoming First Friday. But first, let's find out what's happening around the Wood Stove. Our friend Jenny Hill will be leading a memoir writing workshop called One Story at a Time at Roaring Brook Market in Lancaster. That starts tomorrow, February 4th. The workshop starts at 6:30 p.m. It runs every Tuesday until February 25th. You can check the show post for a link to the Facebook page for more details. And then on Sunday, February 9th, the Community House is hosting a free house concert at 7 p.m. with songwriters Denny Gauthier, Levi Schlosser, and Matt Wheeler. The Community House is at 428 South Prince Street in Lancaster. You can visit Community House, that's haus.com, for more. It's time to get out with Steve Carlson, especially this upcoming First Friday right here in Lancaster. Steve is a writer and teacher who produces theater with the Wood Stove House and also serves on the board of Creative Works of Lancaster. He's also a local art enthusiast, and he joins us each month with his picks for places to visit and art openings to check out on First Friday right here in downtown Lancaster. It's time to get out on Around the Wood Stove. Steve, welcome to the program. Welcome back to the program, but welcome to the program for the first time as we get out.
We're getting out.
On First Friday. This is our fine art segment, getting you ready for First Friday in Lancaster coming up this week. What do you have on tap for us? What should we know about?
Well, I've got a couple cafes and a couple galleries, and then there's, time permitting, there's some other stuff going on too. But, you know, it might be suggested for your First Friday out to start with a cup of coffee up at Mean Cup. There's somebody up there who I've known for a while who does some really exciting stuff. He paints with fly swatters. That's Glenn Bagoon. He's got a big industrial space up there. He's got some big pieces. They fit the space well.
Nice.
He does some pastoral scenes. He does some Godzilla and Mothra. He's got a massive map of the United States that he made with fly swatters. That's really cool. Plus, the space is great up there. They've done a great job with the Champion Forge building. And Mean Cup, 399 Harrisburg Avenue, worth a stop.
That whole avenue is just, it's every year it just gets better and better. It's really cool. It's great that they took that, you know, that they're doing that in that area.
I agree. There's places to eat, places to drink, art spots, coffee. It's got it all.
What else is going on?
Got Skinny Park Juice up there just down the street from Mean Cup. It's at 447 North Mulberry Street. It's across the street from Checkers Bistro or whatever it is up there. And it's got some art that's hanging this month from Naomi Brott. She has kind of a naturalist bent. She's got some paintings. She's got some prints. And she's got some constructed pieces, some books, kind of reminiscent of a Mimi Shapiro, but a little bit different. She uses some natural dyes and pigments, berries, leaves, and stuff like that, makes her own paper. And the space up there, again, another really off, out of the central core of the city, great spot for juice, coffee, tea, and a great place to hang out and overlook that little park out there on along the linear park.
Well, that's brand new too, right?
It's brand new. It's last, I'd say, two and a half months.
Okay.
And
so late 2013.
Yeah, they're making a go of it up there. It's a nice spot.
Cool.
And then a little bit closer into town, we've got Lancaster Galleries. And this is a spot that I always go by if I'm out on a First Friday, or definitely make it a habit to go down there and check out whatever shows happening. That's 34 North Water Street, first block of North Water. It's kind of behind the Ware Center and Fulton Theater.
Right.
So they've got, right now, they've got a show hanging with three artists, David Broombaugh, who's, you know, a famous Lancastrian, who she's showing some work from the musical series. She's got some landscapes from him and abstract collages, an abstract collage that hangs out in the window. Ruth Bernard, who does some landscapes with a little different bent. She's splashes of color, a little bit less than real for sure. Really exciting work. And she lives in Lancaster. And then Michael Allen, who also does landscapes, but they're spacious, lots of space in there, and really nice use of color and shade. So that's hanging about halfway through to about halfway through February, and of course open for First Friday. And then about mid-February, they're going to transition to a show that they're calling First 30. And that gallery is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, and they're going to hang kind of representation of work that they've shown or they've collected over the 30 years of their existence.
Wow.
She has, Joyce over there's got,
yeah, Joyce, okay.
She's got some stuff from the 40s and 50s, and she's putting that kind of time period as a really exciting time period for Lancaster art, but it often gets overlooked. It's really not, you know, super old, so it doesn't really get that antique kind of collector thing. It's not part of this new wave. It's not a Broombaugh. It's stuff that's really, really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to that show, which starts about mid-February. But definitely go check that place out down there in the first block of
Lancaster Galleries.
Lancaster Galleries. And then another newer place, probably September of last year, is Sunshine Art and Design.
Yeah.
And Annie Schwartz is the owner and there, and she was formerly an artistic director over at Telus 360. And she shows a nice balance of local artists, people who are living here in Lancaster, and then she's bringing in emerging artists from out of town. And the space is beautiful. It's a great spot. She's also kind of like the avenue that's been pushing things north. She's pushing things down there on that first block of West King. She and some other business owners are starting to push down there. There's a vintage shop. There's the community room relocated down there. There's a soul food restaurant across the street from her. And she's on that first block of West King. And she's showing an artist out of Philadelphia, Maggie Mills. And incidentally, she's a winner this year of the Wind Challenge exhibition series, which is in Philadelphia. And it's a challenge that's supposed to support and laud Philadelphia area artists. She's got big pieces also. And again, it's a beautiful space there, big space, high ceilings, big white walls. And it should be pretty impressive in Sunshine Art and Design for the month of February. And that'll hang for a month.
That's a great area down there. And I'd like to, coming up on a show, I'm gonna focus on that block and see if I can get as many of those folks who are opening those, you know, Wes from the tattoo parlor there on the corner, Dreams Collide, and Ryan down at the community room. Another Ryan has Rhyme and Reason. So I'm going to hopefully get a few of those folks on to talk about that area and what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, there's something really, really great going on down there. And you could see kind of things push a little bit further west. There are a lot of opportunities there and buildings that right now are empty. And not being utilized, and it could be an exciting part of town.
Yeah. So First Fridays have been really explosive around here for, 10 years now, I guess. What's your take on the state of First Friday right now?
Well, I think, beautiful weather First Friday. You're used to seeing kind of the big crowds over on Prince Street. But I think a lot of people in town would like to see people push a little bit further out of that common core.
Mm-hmm.
Push over towards the 300 block of Queen Street. There, I just saw a new gallery that's on Walnut Street, West Walnut Street, and that I want to go by. I saw another one recently that was on James Street. So there, people are trying to push outside a little bit, and you know, you have some places like Lancaster Galleries that have been in the same location for 27 years. Previously, they were a little closer to market, who've been kind of outside the central core, and places like Sunshine Art and Design, who are trying to push things a little bit outside of what's called Gallery Row. And I think it's exciting. We get people out there supporting artists. If they see something they're excited about, pick it up. Like I've talked to some gallery owners this week, and they're trying to find work that can satisfy all sorts of collectors, people who are looking for something that is a little bit smaller, some people who are looking for something that's you know, outside a certain price point. I don't know, it's exciting. There's a lot going on, but you know, I think that there's also a fear that people will start taking it for granted. Oh, it's there. It's something that we can enjoy. We can go down there, but without some movement commercially, it just can't work.
Right, right. So everybody needs to get out.
get out and check things out. You know, another thing that's on the radar for people too is the Keppel Building. The Keppel Building. People have been doing shows. There have been artist studios for the 10 years that I've been in Lancaster, and they're often folks who are seriously doing their own thing, and they're not looking for commercial success. They're looking to do their thing, and if people follow them, fine. If they don't, they don't really care either. But with the with the buzz out there that perhaps that building will be turned into a living space, a lot of artists and people in the community are wondering, well, where are they going to go? It's that classic, the artists make a place cool, and then the it switches over somehow, and then they get priced out.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what the answer is.
We'll keep an eye on it, and as things transpire, I guess it just remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen for sure, and I know that there's people are wondering what's going to happen with it because, the rents are low in there. That building's in the state that it is, and it commands a low rent. And so it's perfect for people, for studio space and artists.
Well, maybe ultimately somewhere else will become developed that is currently sitting empty as a result of that. You know, there could be a positive consequence in the end, but I know it's going to be a struggle for those who are in there right now and have been there for a long time.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Steve, so much. Each month, Steve Carlson will join us on the Monday before First Friday with some news and some picks for things to get out and see First Friday in Lancaster. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
You can find Steve Carlson on Facebook and Twitter. Steve is also a contributor to our blog at woodstovehouse.com, and you can learn more about Creative Works of Lancaster at their website, creativelancaster.org. Steve will be back next month with another look at Lancaster's First Friday.
Lancaster Roots and Blues, a festival of music, happens February 21 and 22. Get tickets now for this inaugural event at LancasterRootsAndBlues.com. Don't miss this first year. Live music is better.
Aaron Dorney and Tyler Barton started The Triangle a little less than a year ago with the idea of creating an online calendar to capture and report on all of the literary events happening around Lancaster, York, and the Harrisburg areas. A lot of things were happening, but there wasn't a good resource to keep it all together. Within a few months, Aaron and Tyler began adding interviews with local writers and other original content to their website, which you can find at thetrianglepa.com. They also recently started producing their own literary events around the area, including readings and workshops. It's Aaron Dorney and Tyler Barton from The Triangle on Around the Wood Stove. Welcome to the show, guys. It's great to have you here. I learned about you from an event that didn't happen originally, but I was really intrigued by this idea that people were starting to put on events, especially at a place like Telus 360, which of course is this new creative hub in the area. And I saw that a poetry reading was happening, and it was from this group called The Triangle. I had no idea who you are, where you were from, and I looked it up, and it just seems very fascinating. So I'm going to start with this caveat, this disclaimer, saying that I don't know much about you. So we're going to go way back into the history of The Triangle. Tell me how you got this idea going and what inspired it.
Yeah, definitely. You hit on a lot of it with your brief history there, but going back just a little bit further, I was a student at Millersville for 4 years. During my junior year, I started a creative writing group.
Okay.
There with some of my friends. Basically just needed an outlet to share our writing. Someone to send poems to that wasn't my mom, someone to give me some real feedback.
Right.
And we did that for about 2 years, and I was getting ready to graduate, and started thinking, I need to branch out from just the literary community at Millersville that we've kind of like created here. People are moving on, and I was about to move on myself and explore more of the literary community around me in York, Harrisburg, and Lancaster, which once I started getting into that, just going to weekly readings, I found that there was a huge literary community that I didn't know about. Like, I was in my own little bubble here at Millersville, but then we had all this stuff going on in the city. And just around that time that I started getting into that stuff, I met Aaron and we started going to readings together, and then basically saw that there was a need for kind of organizing all these things, because you've got three different city centers that have things going on almost every night, which you wouldn't think that there's poetry readings that often, but
I would not think that.
Writing groups and writing workshops and the readings and author signings. So we're like, I have missed so many good things over the last 3 years because I didn't know they were happening. So the idea was, let's just make a little website that just has a calendar that says this is what's happening in the literary community so more people can go. Because there's these great events going on, and sometimes you got 50 people there, sometimes you have five because no one knew about it. So it's like, let's just promote it so more people come out to it. You know, and we're both writers ourselves, so we feel that if we feel that we're writers, so it makes sense that we would try to develop the community for us to like exist and sort of grow in. So it started from just needing something to do after school.
Well, you know, it's one of those ideas that a lot of people think about, but not a lot of people act on. I mean, it happens in the music community. Oh, if there was just one great place that I could go and find out all these concerts or these house concerts or these different types of shows that don't get promoted, kind of above the radar. But it's such a task to actually take it on. How has it been for you all since you started? I'm sure it's a labor of love at this point. Are you finding it to be a ton of work?
I think we've been good about not taking on too much to handle. But it is, we do, some people send us events to add to the calendar, which is really nice because then they send us all the right details. But then sometimes we just get together and we like mine the web for events that are happening in the three cities. So we'll just go to all these bookmarked websites we have and, you know, libraries, different bookstores and galleries and stuff, mm-hmm. and put them all on the calendar. So that is a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's something that is becoming easier as our name is becoming a little bit more recognizable and people know what we're doing. Then they can be like, really, we're here as a kind of a free promotion service for you because we're all benefiting from it. If you email us and say, we're doing this, help us promote it, we'll hang flyers for you. We'll tell all of our friends about it. We'll make a Facebook event for you, invite all the... Because I'm friends with... Half my friends are just like poets and people in the writing community, so I can invite them to all these events.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, Facebook is Facebook, but a lot of people find out about things from that. So
absolutely.
And a lot of people who are running their own little private reading and their... coffee shop or like basement bookstore or something might not know that that's a good way to go about it, or maybe they do and they just don't have enough of the connection. Tell us about it and we try to like spread the word.
There are a lot of people in the arts community who don't bother with or don't understand or care to really know much about promoting things like through social media, even though that's sort of the way to do it these days.
Yeah, I've actually really been surprised as the website has developed, when we're looking for like background information for writers who we've interviewed or like people who are doing upcoming readings, you know, we search for their website or their Facebook page or their Twitter and they're just not there. So we're just trying to, we're trying to help writers who maybe don't have those social media skills. We've even talked about doing workshops for like social media for writers so they can develop their brand and stuff. Because I think that's lacking a lot in the literary community.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is. It's lacking in the overall community. And I think it's just a matter of time.
For sure.
You know, if you're a writer, if you're a musician, if you're an actor or you run a theater, you're working on the thing that you do, and most of us are working day jobs and other jobs, and we're trying to do our craft or our art. So that's a great service you're offering. How has the community been in terms of embracing you? Do you get any pushback from certain people, or is everybody just sort of like, thank you, come on over?
I wouldn't say we've had any pushback. I think at first the only miscommunication would be just like, what is the triangle and what are you doing? But now we've been a lot better at like sort of explaining ourselves, and like our website is a lot more accessible and people know about it so they can see what it is we're doing. But we're making so many friends by doing it, just like getting to meet people by interviews and like people contacting us about our service or whatever. We're meeting a lot of people. They're definitely embracing it, I would say. There's no pushback because we're not like trying to take over anything. We're just trying to like help organize and like get you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like our ideal would be, we talked about this before, like 50-50, like people come to us with their ideas and we help them make their events happen, and then we come up with our own events like 50-50. So, and we have been having people contact us, like the Startup Harrisburg contacted us and they're just like, we want to do a workshop here with you, so we're doing that. So it's been cool to have people just kind of welcome us into their spaces.
Yeah, that's really neat. So let's go back to the what a little bit more of the triangle. Sure. And you know, I know that it started originally as a calendar, but then you started to add original content and particularly interviews with writers. Why the shift? Like, what was it that caused you to go, we need more than just a listing?
Well, you talked about it being like, is it a lot of work? Is it kind of a labor of love? And if the website was just the calendar and it was just promoting events, it would become too much work and not enough like pleasure. Like the pleasure we get out of it is by doing these other things that we started doing, which was like by the end of the summer of 2013, we were doing interviews online. Now we're starting to do interviews in person, meeting the people actually recording the conversations. We started doing visual interviews online as well, which is something Aaron can probably talk about in a little bit. It's longer to explain, but we're doing creating more online content and putting on our own events where we're running the workshops. We ran a found poetry workshop in the fall. We brought in one of our favorite current writers named Steve Rogenbuck. He's a poet from Michigan. We brought him in to do a reading, and that was a pretty good success. We did that at the Seed. So it was like, we're doing all this stuff because that's the fun part. The calendar isn't necessarily fun, but it's just something we feel like we need to do. So now the triangle is like, it's got like four main facets. One's the calendar, one is doing our own events, one is helping writers do their events and promote their events, and one is beginning to do some small publishing things. So we can talk about that as well. But
I want to shift to something you mentioned, and that's the visual interview.
Sure.
Just saw this first one, the first one I saw just a little while ago. Tell me about this idea. I don't want to spoil it and try to explain it. You tell me.
Yeah, well, I saw another blogger doing this art blog, design blog, and basically we adapted the idea. So the visual interviews, we send a disposable camera to a writer with a list of things we would like them to photograph along with whatever they want to photograph, and then they mail it back to us. We get it developed and make a collage for the website. And we just did our first one a couple days ago with Scott McClanahan. He's a writer from West Virginia. And the beginning of the series is sponsored by TELUS 360. So we approached them with this idea and they were like totally on board and we just started moving forward with it. And the response has been really great so far.
It's an awesome idea.
Yeah, we've seen a huge spike in our website hits too. So
yeah, it's only been published for a day. It was published yesterday.
That's great. Well, it's a neat idea and it's a neat compliment to the other things that you're doing. I think it's fantastic. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Aaron Dorney and Tyler Barton from The Triangle on Around the Wood Stove. So tell me about your individual roles in the Triangle. Aaron, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, it's kind of just a collaboration. We don't really actually have individual roles. We kind of work together on everything, and if one of us has an idea, we get together and talk about it and decide how to move forward, and then it's just a matter of, like, splitting up tasks. Okay, you email so-and-so, I'm going to email so-and-so. And then we have, like, working sessions where we just get together and we, like, you know, comb the web for things for the calendar,
sure,
stuff like that. So we don't really have a lot of distinctive responsibilities.
So neither of you, there's not one of you who's sort of, like, taking the lead and then going out and doing this and then handing something off to the other. No.
Not really.
Not really.
Like, we publish interviews, and half of those interviews were written and conducted by Aaron. The other half were conducted and written by me. As far as, like, going out and meeting people, hanging flyers and stuff, we usually do it together.
Yeah. So. Do you have a particular interest? Is there something that you sort of say, you know what, I want to grow that side of this, and Aaron, that you want to grow another side? Or are you both just in this whole...
I'm really interested in growing the publishing side, like, at least, like, reaching out and seeing, like, how far we can go with it. Like, I don't want to just become, like, The Triangle is now a publisher, but I really, that's, like, I have all these ideas for publishing, and that's where I would like to go, as long as it works. I know print publishing is, like, a difficult thing to get into, but that's really where I'm looking excited about. I think you are, too, but you have another special thing you're excited about?
I mean, I'm definitely excited about experimenting with publishing. I feel like what we've been doing is really just dabbling in everything to see kind of what we like, what the community is responding to the best, things like that. But I am really excited about when we put on workshops, because I really like the idea of people getting together and creating something together, versus, I mean, performances are great, readings are great, publishing is really cool too, but the idea of a bunch of people coming together and writing and editing as a group is really, that's a thing that I really love.
So who else is in this? Who else is involved with this? Is it just you two, or do you have other people who are contributing at this point?
No, we have Jacob Gaiman. He does event reviews for us, so he'll go to poetry readings and kind of just like a reporter and write up a story for the website. we are looking for more people, though. We'd like to ideally have people from a couple of the other cities, so from York and Harrisburg, so that we can kind of, you know, expand our communities and our presence there. So we're looking for people.
And just to be clear, because I don't think that we actually mentioned it here, that you both are in the Lancaster area. So you're serving Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster, but you're based right now down here.
Yeah. Well, the goal has always been, you know, to serve the three cities in this way. But, you know, it's definitely, it's more centered on Lancaster right now, only because that's where we're living, and that's just where it's, if there's a Lancaster reading one night and the reading in Harrisburg the same night, we're likely to go to Lancaster one. Even though we do go to Harrisburg readings, it's just like, it's easier in Lancaster. So we've sent out emails and forms to people to, like, kind of, like, send us to be like, yes, I'm interested in maybe helping out, especially people from York and Harrisburg. We have a couple prospects, but it'd be good to have, like, kind of a street team in each city, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Where else do you see The Triangle going? What's the future look like?
So the future, I'm having bad. All right. So looking ahead, we've done some very small publishing, some small forays into publishing with this found poetry zine. We did a small paper zine of some of my writing that I'm just kind of like distributing personally. And that's been exciting and fun. We're getting some good responses for it. So I definitely think that publishing is somewhere we're going to try to push a little bit in the future. Once we've like raised a little bit more money, maybe to try a couple projects, maybe just like not say we're going to do it forever, but maybe try one or two books
of
local authors, or who knows, maybe collaborative things. So that's in the future, doing more workshops. We're doing two workshops here soon in Lancaster, and we're doing a series of workshops in Philly with an art program there in March. So just looking forward, like, at both of our careers, I think we both want to become better at leading writing workshops and being facilitators for workshops, so we could spread that to, like, school districts, to, like, really anyone that wants to bring it in, like, bring in a workshop facilitator. So we want to hone in that skill.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, you both are starting out in your careers, and you both have these passions, and so why not just build it yourself?
Yeah.
The way the world is today, we have the technology, and, you know, you have the resources around you to kind of be your own entrepreneur. So
right.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. We're talking to Aaron and Tyler from The Triangle, who are making things happen in the Central Pennsylvania literary world. You know, it's an area that I haven't dabbled in much, so this is really fascinating to me, and I'm excited for you guys also, because it seems like that there's just so much happening creatively in this area. And this is a slice of it that I think is emerging. And so it's a great time to be doing this, and especially in Lancaster. But I know that this isn't all you do. So tell me what else it is that you do in your lives. Start with you, Tyra.
Well, I just recently graduated from Millersville with a degree in English education, secondary English education. So I'm currently applying to some jobs, applying to some sub jobs. I'm working temporarily at Millersville in the admissions department. That's my job right for the spring.
What are you doing when you're not there and you're not riding?
I like to ride my bike. As far as like outdoor stuff, you know, your typical outdoor stuff. I like to go on road trips with my friends. I just got back from Miami a couple of nights ago.
Nice.
We just went for New Year's Eve. And last New Year's Eve, we went to Denver, just drove there, spent a day there, drove back just for the road trip. So I like doing fun stuff like that.
How about you, Erin?
Well, I'm a librarian at Millersville University.
Oh, fantastic.
So I work there, and I write a lot, and just other hobbies. I like to explore, you know, in nature and hike around, and we go to a lot of museums and stuff like that and are always trying to go do unique things that we can draw experiences from for our writing.
Yeah.
Well, it's great stuff. I want to talk real quick before we wrap up about some events that you have coming up. And let's tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. So let's see. February 8th. The Literal Heart, a workshop at Startup Harrisburg. Tell me about that one, Tyler.
I'm so excited about this because it's hosted by Barbara DeCesar, who is a poet and teacher who lives in York, and she's one of my favorite poets, and she agreed to host this writing workshop. We're sort of, again, we sort of organized it. We put it together. We asked her to run it.
Okay.
So it's just a $5 donation to attend. It's because it's before Valentine's Day, it's going to be themed around like love and the heart. It's going to be great. She is really exciting and like super creative and will get everybody thinking in ways they've never thought before. We took a workshop from her at Telus 360 in the spring, and it's sort of like, I mean, I was changed for sure. She's in there.
What else do you have coming up?
We have our own creative writing workshop that we, Erin and I, will be leading.
Oh, great.
That's happening in Lancaster. It's actually free, and it's at the Lancaster Public Library. That is on April 5th, as I said, at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Erin and I will be running it. It's just sort of a general writing workshop. We'll for writers of all like styles and like experiences, but really just a general like let's get writing. So if you've always wanted to write and you haven't done it before, you've stopped writing, you know, I haven't written in a while, just come and we'll just like do some fun workshop exercises to get writing and share a little bit. It's not like a specific focus on like editing or like mystery writing. It's like just a general creative writing workshop. So we'll have fun with that. It's free, so that's good.
Yeah. It's the right price.
Yeah.
Just
the the February 27th event, Tyler, Jacob, and I are going to actually be reading our own work at Uptown Poetry Cartel in Harrisburg at the Midtown Scholar. So we don't really highlight our own work that much through the Triangle, but this will be an opportunity for everyone to come out and hear what we write.
That's a great idea.
That's actually a poetry reading series that happens weekly. That happens every Thursday at Midtown Scholar in Harrisburg, and that is a cool reading series. I mean, the Midtown Scholar is an awesome bookstore, and they have this little nook in the back where the readings take place. So yeah, we'll be the featured readers. So we'll each read for an extended time.
That's fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best with everything you have coming up, and congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far. It's quite a feat. And thank you again for taking a few minutes to come down and talk with me about it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. This has actually been really fun.
Check out the trianglepa.com, or I'm sure we can find you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.